Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. This is the weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of September 11th to the 18th. We're going to cover quite a few astrological events that are occurring over the next 7 days, including a very powerful Pisces full moon. We have some interesting strong energies in the cosmos right now, and I'm going to dive into that and look at what you might be feeling, what might be coming up for you, and how to make the most of this time in September 2019. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining. I hope that in every show you resonate with something that is useful or beneficial on your path. Perhaps you'll even feel a shift, an energy shift, or something connect for you that is supportive of what you're ready to hear and know now. If you've listened before, welcome back. Thank you for joining me. I have been doing this podcast for over 7 years now. Obviously, I love it. I love connecting with you, and I love that we're all in this together. I want to give a quick shout-out to all of you who so kindly sent your well wishes, light, and greetings during the Hurricane Dorian events of last week. My family is safe. Thank you so much for your kind thoughts. Of course, my heart goes out to the Bahamas and to everyone who has been dramatically affected by the powerful hurricane. It was also a very odd hurricane, considering how it slowed down, how it hung out over one particular area for 40 hours, how it fell apart. The eye of the hurricane fell apart and then came back together. Very interesting how unusual this hurricane was. And I think that the most important thing is that we generated light. Every event has energy to it. Every storm, every hurricane, tornado, the weather, it all is a layer of consciousness. And all energies, all levels of consciousness have an intention. And when we can stand strong in what our connection is, in our light, in our intention to reduce devastation, to focus on peace, to focus on protection of the land, of resources, it has a strong effect. And it does literally change the course of these storms. And I think it's very interesting how many storms have been coming through this area of Florida since the private space companies arrived here. So there has been a lot going on in the ethers, and it's always up to us to stand strong in our own energy and in our own light. And one thing that you can always do that, in fact, has a ripple effect of energies is to focus energy circling the globe that is of the highest light vibration. And you could visualize this as white light, which is a clearing, purifying energy. You could visualize it as a soft pink, as a loving, nurturing, heart-based energy. You can visualize it as lavender or a deep purple color that circles the globe and provides spiritual guidance, spiritual release, spiritual cleansing. And, of course, you could always trust whatever comes through for you. But the more that we amplify this together, the more that we do this together, this is what makes a difference energetically. This is where things are getting stronger within humanity, is that we understand the power of our energy. And this power comes in at a soul level, and it's ours to work with or not. And it's ours to work with the best and highest intentions. So please know that this is the case all over the world right now, and that this is something that is always available to us as our point of power. It can even be a good practice during your meditation or before you're going to sleep is to visualize the earth covered in a higher vibrating energy, because we need it right now. It's a very important time to focus on healing and light. So with that being said, we are moving through some very strong Earth energies at this time. We have 7 planets in Earth signs, including all 4 planets in Virgo, Mars, Sun, Mercury, and Venus. We have Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, and we have Uranus in Taurus. We also have the South Node in Capricorn, so creating 8 energy points here. This means there's a focus on our earthly existence, on our physical lives, on what we do on a daily basis, you know, where we go to work, how we take care of our money, how we take care of our finances, how we're showing up in the world, where we live. All these things are about our earthly energies, earthly energies. And at a higher consciousness, we're meant to be aware of how we're using our energy in all areas of our lives. And so when there's a strong earth focus here, this can feel very supportive for you if you have strong earth energies in your natal chart. You could feel like finally things are productive, things are clicking, I'm gaining traction on some things that I want in my life that I need, because a strong focus on the earth signs will naturally support the other earth signs. This can also feel supportive if you have a lot of water in your chart, a lot of water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, because you could feel like you finally have some clarity, simplicity, understanding of what to focus on. Like it's not just all out there in the ethers or in your emotional body or in your intuition. There's a grounding energy at this time. Now, if you don't have a lot of earth energy in your chart, then you could feel really tired. You could feel that your energy is being pulled into your earthly experience more than normal, more than you're comfortable with. If your chart doesn't have a lot of earth signs, it's not where you naturally go, so to speak. It's not where your energy naturally thrives. So we have this heaviness of earth signs right now that's requiring our focus on our daily lives. Now, we also have a lot of energy in the mutable signs. The mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. 6 planets are in the mutable signs, plus we have the upcoming Pisces full moon, which means the moon will be in the mutable sign. This can feel stressful. When there's a heaviness of mutable signs, again, it depends on your chart. But in general, you can have an underlining anxiety about choices, about what's happening. There can be this undercurrent of worry, especially with these 4 planets in Virgo. It can feel like there's too much in the air. There's too much going on. It's overwhelming. What do I choose? What do I focus on? What do I commit to? Typically, when we have fixed signs, we have a clarity around what to focus on. The fixed signs provide the stability, the reliability, the commitment, and they don't want to budge. They don't want to change. But at this time, Uranus in Taurus is the only fixed sign. But Uranus is not about stability. Uranus is about shaking up the cookie jar, you know, shaking up the snowball globe where everything gets mixed up and changed around. So there's a lack. It's interesting. Like we have all the earth energies, but there still feels like a lack of certainty. And there's something that I feel in the, I'm going to call it the cosmic pulse, the pulse of right now, that we are taking things breath by breath and trusting that that is enough and that we are supported as we do so. And that's the way to take each day, to take each hour. Tuning in to the higher realms, the higher energy fields, where there is always the flow and the shifting of energies that's smooth and graceful, and reminding yourself that you are connected to that, even when the earthly experience can be jolting or unnerving. I'm feeling a strong energy right now in the gut, and to check in with yourself and your stomach, your gut, like what you're pulsing, what the pulse is in your gut, and what that's telling you about how you're managing the energy of your daily life and how you're managing the energies around you. And that's one of the gifts of Virgo, is how we manage energies that we deal with on a daily basis and how our bodies are honestly feeling, because our bodies are very highly tuned receptors to the environment. And so they're also finely tuned in to the higher realms. So there's something that we're meant to really trust in, the wisdom of the body and the wisdom of what we're feeling, that is certainly a strong message around what needs to change. Again, all these mutable signs means, yes, change is in the air. Change is the only constant, right? And we're meant to be allowing and open. And what I visualize as I say this is that imagine in your hand you are strongly grasping. Your hand is clenched. You're making a fist. That can be happening for you in the stomach, in the gut, at a cellular level. That can be happening energetically. And it's like that clenching can be unconscious. That clenching could be a response that shows you you're in overwhelm. Like there's too much going on. There's too much happening. Oh, my goodness, I can't take one more thing. I'm shutting down. I need to close up shop. And so there's that clenching energy. And what we're moving towards with the Pisces full moon on September 13th and 14th, it depends on your time zone, is to visualize that clenched fist opening up, releasing, surrendering, and how that opening up of the hands then relaxes the muscles, relaxes the energy, allows in the new energy. It's sort of like it allows you to take in a deeper breath. You release what you were holding. You get more blood flow, right, to that part of your hands. There's this opening energy here of releasing what you've been unconsciously trying to control, where you felt like, I have to manage this, I have to get this done, I have to work on this, it's not enough, I got to do more, I need to finish this. Any place you've been in excessive go, 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 or do, 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 there is a release valve here with this Pisces full moon. And that's meant to help you raise up out of the human perspective and limitations, because you can't control everything, you can't control everyone, you can't do everything, but we operate with the intention of doing the best we can or doing the most we can, right? And then some things just are out of your control. And it could be that during this week, you come up against things that are out of your control. This just happened to me this morning. I'm working on a webinar. I'm getting ready for it to go. And then I find out that the platform I use, they changed all their tools. And the tool that I need, they don't use anymore. So now I'm like scampering to find a new platform. it's that kind of a thing where, wait a minute, I had something going, and now out of my control, it's shifting and changing. So that's at the technology level where, you know, you could be working on a project. You could be doing something at school, at work, and all of a sudden there's a curveball. There's something you didn't foresee, and now you've got to change what you've been doing. This is also part of Mars in Virgo at 15 degrees squaring Jupiter in Sagittarius at 15, almost 16 degrees. Change of plans, change of action, the course you were on, it's shifting. And so there's something about staying open and knowing that, okay, this doesn't work anymore, I'm going to find the next solution. And the Virgo energy is wonderful at solution finding. And that is the gift of right now. It's like, okay, if this isn't, you know, what's going to happen anymore, let's move on to plan B, plan C, plan D. So the flexibility is helping you with problem solving if you can open up to it and remain flexible, mentally flexible. The ability to not be locked in to certain expectations will serve you very well this week, especially over the next week during this Pisces full moon. Now, I have a separate video for you on YouTube that talks about the Pisces full moon chart. It's at 21 degrees of Pisces. So I go into that a little bit more about how this is a balancing energy between your humanness and your spiritual self, between your ego and your intuition. And as much as we push, again, to get things done, especially with Mars in Virgo, which is very much the soldier and very much the I'll take care of this, I'll get this finished, I'll take this from point A to point B, there's things that are out of our control. And Mars is approaching an opposition to Neptune at 17 degrees of Pisces, where we have to, well, I should say you have the choice to, again, release your grasp on where you've been holding on too tight and even take your hands off the handlebar. Take your hands off the tricycle and know that you don't have to steer all the time. There's this sense of coming up against our ego, and but I need to get this done, but I have a deadline, but I have to finish this, but, you know, all the things that are on our to-do list. Virgo season has been quite intense, and as Mars opposes Neptune, it's coming back to the body. Mars is powerful in the body, in Virgo. It's looking at where you need a break physically. It's looking at where you can be okay with what you can't control or what you can't manage. And that happens as this Mars in Virgo squares Jupiter in Sag and then opposes Neptune in Pisces. Be very aware of your body over this next week, more so than ever. Be very aware of the food you eat, if you're getting enough water. Make sure, it's kind of like all these simple things that we know, making sure that you're actually practicing them and allowing those daily practices to support you. And I just feel there's this really strong stepping back from expectations over the next week. Of course, that's a choice. And the other choice could be to stay in a fight, if you will, because that Mars will fight for what he wants. There is a desire to go for what needs to be completed, to not give up. there's just this big turning point here over the weekend with the Pisces full moon, Mars opposing Neptune and Pisces, the energy of the Sun trining Pluto, and then Mercury and Venus in the final degrees of Virgo. And I'm just seeing this energy show up in a few places, this repeating theme about how there's endings. And those endings could be small and minor. They could be big and more significant. It depends on your chart. But there's a wave of completions unfolding now, which happens with every Pisces full moon. And it's known as the harvest full moon, where at night you can see the full field of crops. You can see what you've harvested and then harvest. You'll pick the corn, pick everything from the land and harvest it. So it's known as the Pisces full moon is the harvest moon. And it shows you what is energetically complete. There's endings with Pisces. And because this is happening at 21 degrees of Pisces, well, that's the last 10 degrees of the whole zodiac. And it's the very last decan. The very last decan is the last 10 degrees of the whole zodiac. So once a planet gets to 20 degrees of Pisces and beyond, it's exhausted. It's really tired. It's a point of completion. I need a rest. I'm done. I surrender. I let it go. This is the energy of floating. And I typically think of this part of the astrology wheel as the Ho'oponopono deacon. And the Ho'oponopono prayer is a prayer of forgiveness, completion, release. In modern times, it's become associated with Hawaiian cultures, Hawaiian practices. But before it reached Hawaii, it was known as being a Polynesian prayer. And it's been traced to the South Pacific Islands and how it was a prayer that was used to settle disputes between families, within families, between family members, but then also other families on an island. I mean, living on an island, you have a limited amount of space where you can go. So if you don't settle things peacefully, then you start wars, and that, of course, would lead to bigger issues. So the Ho'oponopono prayer is associated with peaceful settlements, peaceful release, the ability to honor all energies involved in a dynamic and to arrive at a place of the forgiveness of each other outside of the human mind or the human emotions, right? Now, the Ho'oponopono prayer, it has four lines. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It's said in, there's a few different orders that it's said in. It could be said in, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. It ends with thank you. And what you're expressing is very powerful energies through these simple phrases. And you're doing it with intention. It's all about intention. It's all about what your reasoning is for doing so. And so when your intention is to energetically complete something with yourself, with another person, with an experience, with anything in your life, when you practice Ho'oponopono, awesome energetic transitions happen. And it's quite powerful. I've seen this in my own life. a friend of mine was just talking about how she was doing this at work silently. Like she just wasn't just walking up to somebody and saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It wasn't a conversation starter. But it's the practice of where are you taking responsibility for your energy, your growth, your healing, your lessons. And this is a prayer, this is a practice that's good to repeat multiple times. It's said that if you repeat it 9 times, that's powerful, 9 being the energy of completion, and to focus on where you're directing the energy. Now, again, you can direct it to yourself. You can direct it to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. You can direct it to a family member, a relationship. You can direct it to anybody that you are looking to energetically resolve something with. And the intention, of course, is key, but the overriding intention is that it does complete something at a spiritual level for you. And you could be surprised at how that relationship shifts. If you're doing this practice on your own in private, the other person will feel it. They might not feel it consciously. They might not know what's happened or what's shifted. But it affects their energy field because it's the energy that you are directing towards them. It's that loving, high vibrational, compassionate energy. And it's incredibly simple. It is free. It's free. And it is powerful. It's really powerful. So I feel like for this Pisces full moon, if there's any person, any part of your life, anything that you are looking to energetically shift, this might be a prayer practice that supports your own growth as well as the healing of a situation. And I'm feeling this build-up to this Pisces full moon. Okay, wait. This is interesting. So I was just talking about how Mars is opposing Neptune, right? And how Mars is our ego and Neptune is spirit. And I just got this image right now of somebody being like, I don't know if I can say that prayer to this person because they have destroyed my life because of what they've done to me, because of the harm they've done. It's like you have an egoic resistance to the forgiveness. If that's the case for you, oh my gosh, now I feel like all of you are raising your hand. And like that. And that's so human of us, isn't it? Like there's always that one person and you're like, never, they're the worst. They're the worst in my life. Well, a higher consciousness is that they have been a big spiritual teacher. I don't know why I'm laughing. Well, this is true in my own life, you know, and it's like they've been a huge spiritual teacher for you. And it feels like, how could you possibly forgive them? Or how could you possibly let it go? Or like it's attributed with a weakness. There's something that's in the perception of a weakness because you're maintaining a control. You're maintaining a strong front. You know, you're not going to let them see you soft or let them see you in a certain way. Whew, okay. This is a choice, and if you aren't ready, that's to be honored. That's okay. Maybe it's just not the right time, but I actually get the image of there's some of you I'm supposed to, like, push forward here because energetically this has been holding you stuck in situations that you're meant to move forward from. And I'm getting the image of the movie Groundhog Day, where you are reliving a dynamic in your life about resisting, or you get to a certain point and you don't want to move forward, or you don't want to forgive, or there's even something unconscious about it where you're like, okay, this is just done, I'm good. But the same healing theme keeps showing up in your life. And it's sort of like you think, okay, you're thinking that the energy is about the person, and then the same energy shows up with many people. Like, I'm getting the image of a person in a yellow hat. And it's like, that person in the yellow hat, they're the worst. They're horrible. They've done, you know, these bad things, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're like, okay, I'm done with them. And then the next person shows up in a blue hat. And something else happens, but it's a similar energy dynamic. And then someone in a red hat shows up. And you're like, wait a minute, what is this repeating? Why is this always repeating? I said I was done with the yellow hat. I got it. I moved on. I'm done with the blue hat. Got it. Moved on. Now I'm here with the red hat. And I feel like what Spirit is reminding you of is that if you're not able to complete these energies at a higher level, you'll keep meeting the same energy in a different hat as the next teacher. The next teacher of forgiveness, the next teacher of compassion. And I feel this push right now, and I'm feeling it at a very private level. Like, you're not meant to send this person an email. You're not meant to call this person up. Like, this isn't something you have to do physically. This is something you are doing energetically for yourself. And that's what Spirit's saying. You're doing it for yourself. And you see how that switches the energy? You do it for yourself. And that then, oh, this is so fascinating. It retracts all of those cords and entanglements that you've energetically had with the yellow hat, blue hat, red hat. So when you practice this, and there's other ways to practice forgiveness, and it's truly spiritual mastery because it takes you out of your humanness. It's not about your human perception. It's about your higher spiritual perception. If you were to simply say, my intention is to energetically complete this situation, this relationship, this blah, 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 with this person or with yourself, okay? Because you could be the person wearing the yellow hat, the blue hat, the red hat. When you say that privately to yourself, and you go up higher. So it's like here we are on the earth, and then you imagine yourself going into the higher energy realms, you know, the troposphere, like off of the earth's energy field, and you go higher. When you go higher, you're connecting with the part of yourself that absolutely wants this to change, absolutely wants this to be over, and is like happy to do anything to complete it. So I feel like there's a part of your consciousness that knows this is a good thing to do. And I'm referencing the Ho'oponopono prayer, but again, there's other things that you might practice or a ritual or something that resonates with you. I just feel like a freedom. I'm feeling a lot of tears. I'm feeling a lot of emotion around this. And I'm getting the image of a dam breaking. And it's like holding up a wall. And it's been... I'm getting the image of Hoover Dam. And the very tall wall there that holds back the water. And that the strength of that wall is to be admired and respected. The strength that it takes to contain oneself and to keep going forward and to not let something from the past or from another person hold you back is an incredible area of self-respect and understanding who you are. But what I'm feeling is like the water level has gone up, and the water level is the energy that's been rising around the situation that isn't complete, that you know is complete, that you know you want to complete, but it's not something your ego or your mind is in charge of. It's an energetic thing. It's a spiritual lesson. It's something bigger. So there's been, again, this like back and forth between the human ego and the spiritual energy, and the two parts of ourselves maybe in a headlock and not moving forward. A lot about this next week is moving it forward. And that Hoover Dam wall, I just see it dissolving, and then the water flows. Like, it's a very graceful thing. And it's personal. You do it for you. You do it out of a conscious choice. You do it with a desire for peace, for healing, for completion. You do it because you're at a new energy point than you were previously. You've grown through some really big experiences. I mean, that's just been so much of this past decade, this relentless growth, quote-unquote growth, that showed up through so many forms, right, of the pain or turmoil or angst or changes or all the big things that have happened in the past decade. There is a completion here for yourself, for those situations. And, again, it's a choice. And for some people, forgiveness is something they work on. Multiple cycles of it. Multiple cycles of forgiveness with one thing. And then every cycle, maybe it gets lighter or it gets looser. So this is different for everybody, you know, how we work with energetic release. But I just feel it's a really strong energy right now. And that if we can consciously work with it, you will feel the shift. You will feel yourself being set free. And that freedom, that release, also relates to Saturn moving slowly right now to station direct on September 18th at 13 degrees, 55 minutes of Capricorn. Saturn has been traveling with the South Node, conjunct the South Node since May. So that retrograde has been everything we've been working on and figuring out internally, trying to take charge of, perhaps not getting very far, wanting to be done with, wanting completion. As Saturn moves ahead and stations direct, pulls away from that South Node, Saturn in Capricorn gains traction, which means you could feel a new authority rising in your life around where you're going next. Around the new commitments. Actually, they might not be new. They could be the ones that you've been stalled on or that have been on the back burner. They could be the commitments that you wanted to make and it didn't happen. It didn't line up. It could be related to career choices, professional changes, where you've been in this place of everything leaving but nothing coming in. Or that energy of, what do I do? What do I do? as Saturn stations direct, you'll know what to do. And because Saturn in Capricorn is very much about our real world responsibilities, this is stuff showing up. You know, this is job offers. This is contracts. This is deals. This is things coming together. And that's supported, too, as Mercury and Venus move into Libra on September 14th. So right after the full moon, there's this huge release, this huge pow, like, oh my gosh, done, you know, something clearing out. And then there's new energy that comes forward later on September 14th and 15th. The moon will then be in Aries, and Venus and Mercury will be in Libra. And that means they're ready to talk about it. That means you're ready to meet up with people and say, hey, I have some ideas. Can I run them past you? Hey, how are you doing? Let's go out for a drink. Are you able to meet up? You know, there's conversations that pick up in Libra. And it could feel like it's easier to say what you need, what you want, ask for help, you know, reach out to people who could assist with next steps. All of that picks up as the planets move into Libra, because Libra is where we go to other people for support, for things that we can do together. So, again, this full moon is going to show you what's done that you're not wanting to take forward. And then there's going to be momentum gaining for next steps, and that really starts stronger next week. The other thing here is how the sun in Virgo is trining Pluto in Capricorn at 20 degrees. And that it will be exact September 13th, the full moon. So this is a surge of power. This is saying, I want this, I'm going to work for it. Or, I've worked for it, I'm ready. Something hooks in. Something connects. It's like there's a sense of yes. When the sun trines Pluto, Pluto in Capricorn is how we've been moving through our lives, in our careers, in our responsibilities, in who we thought we had to be in the world, and transforming very deeply what that looks like. And it's showing you who you are not. That's something Pluto does. Pluto removes. Pluto kills. Pluto gets rid of stuff and says, that's not even who you are. That wasn't related to the truth of your energy. Or it can also show up as something that took you out of your power, and now you're coming back to a higher understanding of what your power is. So we have big transformative energies over this next week. And if you're ready and able to be in that flow of change, to take ownership, to take responsibility for what is best for you, it's going to help you move into this next chapter, this next path. And I just feel like there's a lot happening in the spiritual energies, in the spiritual realms. That's also why our bodies could be feeling it. That's why you could be feeling anxiety, feeling stress, feeling uncertainty, and you don't know why. And it's not you, but it's in the ethers, it's around us, it's the uncertainty right now on the planet. And it's also showing you how to take care of yourself and how to take care of your energy right now. So a really big time of release and letting go and completions and understanding that the new stuff will also be there so you can take those practical next steps forward. And that's what I've got for you this week. So I'm going to leave it at that. I will be back on Monday with a new podcast. I wish you a beautiful harvest full moon, And thank you so much for joining me. Be sure to subscribe, and then you won't miss an episode. So take good care, and I'll see you back here after the full moon. Bye-bye.